This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden, the First Lady, and the Secretary of Education honor the Council of Chief State School Officers 2023 Teacher of the Year today. That'll be taking place in the Rose Garden. And later on today, President will meet with the Tennessee representatives booted from office and reinstated after inappropriate conduct on the state floor during a recent vote.
Representatives Justin Jones, Justin Pearson, and Gloria Johnson will meet with President Biden today. Jones and Pearson were initially expelled by the Republican majority for protesting on the House floor just days after three children and three adults were killed in a school shooting in Nashville. A vote to remove Johnson didn't pass. I'm Skip Kelly.
A recent NBC News poll shows a majority of the 1,000 or so Americans asked last week if they wanted Biden or Trump as president. They responded, neither. One of the reasons former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson says on Fox News why he is running for commander-in-chief.
What America does not want is another repeat of 2020 where we have Joe Biden and Donald Trump running against each other. That's reflected in the polls, certainly on the Democrat side. And so we don't want to repeat that. I'm running because I think we need alternatives and we need new leadership and new direction in America.
Jury selection will begin today in the federal death penalty trial of a truck driver accused of shooting to death 11 Jewish worshipers at a Pittsburgh synagogue in the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. Robert G. Bowers, who is from the Pittsburgh suburb of Baldwin, faces 63 counts in the October 2018 attack at the Tree of Life synagogue. A government-commissioned report released this morning down under, Australia needs to spend more money on defense, make its own munitions, and develop the ability to strike longer-range targets as China's military buildup challenges regional security. USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A Republican candidate for president is not committing to sign a party loyalty oath to support the 2024 nominee.
The Republican National Committee has made signing a loyalty oath a requirement to participate in debates during the Republican primary, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson.
I don't prefer party loyalty oaths, but it's important to have the competition. I want to participate in the debate.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Hutchinson did not answer directly if he would back former President Trump if he wins the GOP nomination. Hutchinson said he's negotiated with the RNC and expects to be on the debate stage. I'm Dave Collins.
5 months after a deadlocked jury led to a mistrial for actor Danny Masterson, the former star of That 70s Show, is about to be retried in a Los Angeles court. Masterson is accused of raping three women between 2001 and 2003. He could get up to 45 years in prison if convicted. Opening statements are set to begin today. The Chinese government said today it respects the sovereignty of former Soviet Union republics after Beijing's ambassador to France caused an uproar in Europe by saying they aren't sovereign nations. The governments of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania rejected Ambassador Liu Xie's recent comments to a French broadcaster. It's officially New Kids on the Block Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. We're grateful again for Dr. John Lott. We ran out of time there, and in our excitement, I want to make sure that you have the right designation on how to connect with the Crime Prevention Research Center. It's crimeresearch.org. That testimony that he gave before that Texas Select Committee on that bill will be posted on our website so you can see it for yourself. I mean, it was a great discussion and very important, something that you find here, not in the mainstream media, sadly. The mainstream media should be covering this because, yes, I hear the cries of parents to say, can you do something? You've got to do something. And the pressure's on politicians. And, of course, you know, as Ronald Reagan says, I'm here from the government, here to help. Not necessarily the best ideas come from the bureaucracy, especially when things get so politicized. And what's hanging in the balance here is the safety of our children. And I believe the empirical evidence is quite clear, and Dr. John Lott does a great job in presenting it, and the mainstream media is really, it's a dereliction of duty by the mainstream media and others not to report on the facts, because as we say time and again, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And when we're so desperate to do something, but we have to be careful that what we do in doing something doesn't, you know, create more harm than the original proposition that we're dealing with. Phil Hotzenpiller is back with us. He's the president and founder of American Faith. We got him up early. He had quite the gala last night and quite the party there with an assembly of the congregation and people, you know, from around the country who came in to enjoy the festivities, Phil, huh?
Well, it was quite a night, no doubt about it. I had guest speaker Charlie Kirk, and he knocked it out of the park for us, which he always does, but I think he was especially good last night. And you know, it was really a pretty amazing night, because, and we started this out of our church, but 75% of our attendees do not attend our church. Mm-hmm. So we reached beyond the borders, and you know, and that message of patriotism and, you know, caring about your country and loving God resonated with all of them.
Mm-hmm. And I guess that's the core of Charlie's key message that he's been taking to the campuses across the country, right?
Yeah, you know, I think a couple of things that Charlie did. I mean, it was, I've never really heard him say some of the things he said. And he said, I get asked all the time, you know, where's this going? And he said, I don't know. Do you think it's a future America? I can't tell you that. I can tell you I'm going to continue to fight. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm not going to give you hopetopia. Like everybody wants to hear, like everything's going to be fine. He said, right now we are losing, and I don't know if we're going to turn this around, but I'm going to fight. He said, I'm 29 years old. I've committed the rest of my life to fight for this battle, and I'm going to continue to do so. So I think those were wake-up statements, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it people kind of stepped back and thought, wow, I never thought about it quite like that. Mm-hmm. And I've never heard anybody say it quite like that. So for me, it was, you know, I'll say it was an eye-opening statement.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's impressive coming from a 29-year-old man to make this statement that, and this is the thing that makes our words so powerful, or at least potentially powerful, and that is when they transcend our age, right? And maybe what seems to be our perceived experience. But when truth comes out, it's eye-opening across all demographics, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, it is. And I think that's, I think everybody wants to believe in a better future. And we kind of debriefed last night, and one of the things that came to my mind was, you know, by and large, people don't really do anything to make their country better, except gripe, and that doesn't make it better. But, you know, you kind of live in this world where you think everything is going to be kind of like it is today. You know, maybe a little worse, but it won't affect my world. You know, and if, depending on kind of where you are in terms of age and your children and your financial situation, it may not affect you as much as somebody else. But I think the just the speed at which our country is disintegrating should alarm every single one of us and should motivate every one of us to do something. Even if it's, even you say, well, it's not going to work. Doesn't matter. God's going to look at you as if from perspective that, did you try?
Yeah. What did you do? Right.
Yeah. What did you do with what you had?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that to me, I kind of walked away, hopeful and a little bit with a little bit less hope. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of a duplicity there.
Yeah. Well, you imagine, Phil, this was the same thing that happened to Germany. Same thing happened to Venezuela. Same thing happened to Cuba. The way it creeps in, and it's shocking, though, for us here in free America, allegedly, a democratic republic, to see how the foundations are crumbling. I mean, what, you know, maybe happened in these other countries over decades, even though you could argue this has been going on for decades, but right now the rapidity, I mean, things are happening at rapid speed. I mean, within, you know, I mean, a year ago, we weren't talking about transgenderism, right? I mean, not to this degree.
Well, and here you've got an interesting conflict, because you've got LGBT who are really don't like the whole drag queen transgender thing. You know, and I don't know whether they feel slighted or they feel grouped in the same pot, but it's almost like they're shocked by some of the things they're seeing from the trans community.
Mm-hmm.
And how about that? It's kind of like in prison when the prisoners go, you know, a pedophile comes into the prison, you know, he doesn't last long.
Right.
Because there's a little bit of honor among the prisoners. No, you can kill somebody, but you ain't going to be messing with children.
Right.
And that's what's happening. People are messing with children.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Phil. Is there is that line in the sand even amongst criminals, right?
Yep, there is. And that tells you, for me, that tells you there is still a conscience even in a hardened criminal.
Right. Well, the other thing, too, that you point out in terms of the lack of participation, you know, I've been a firm believer in the old Pareto principle. We see this happen time and again, even in churches, any institution. It's 20% of the people that give you 80% of the yield, right? And this is where we are in today's country, is that you've got to know that most of the people could care less. Like you said, they're biding their time. They think just because it's always been, and like you said, they may be barely affected by what's going on until all of a sudden they find themselves, like that famous saying, you know, I ignored it when they came after the different demographics and the different people. And then when they came for me, there was nobody to protect me until it gets to that point. And it seems that we're living out that axiom right here in America.
Well, one of the things we have as a phenomenon is that we have the elite who hate the country and yet want to take over the country. So they hate it, and yet they still want it.
Right.
That's never happened. I mean, Mao loved China, wanted China.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Stalin loved Russia, you know, wanted Russia. But now we have people that don't want America, yet they won't leave, and yet they want to destroy America. It's just, it's a phenomenon that we've never seen before in the history of man.
Well, we were told this was going to happen, the move to a one-world government. And as you and I have talked about before, you always have the illegitimate before the legitimate. We're coming to a one-world form of government, the real one with the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. But meanwhile, we're going to have a faux one-world government attempt. And this is what this is all about, right? Anyway, we got to go to a quick break. We'll pick it up from there. More from Phil Hotzenpiller. Stay with us. It's 15 after.
G'day. I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at Team G'day. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
With you, Bill Martinez here. We've got Phil Hotzenpiller. Yes, he is the president founder of American Faith. We're talking about the big gala last night and the big takeaway. And Phil, like anything like this, sometimes you just have to meditate on it for a while. And, you know, you can have a real quick, postpartum on the event and the takeaways and that. But it's going to be fun, I believe, for you and the staff. and see, okay, what can we do? Because to have an event like this, to me, that's just one of those, I believe one of those ordained moments, and could be a great catalyst for change in a positive manner. Because like Charlie had said, he doesn't know. It doesn't look good, doesn't know. But in any event, we know as people of faith what we need to be ready for, right?
Yeah, and you know the thing that hit me, a Sunday morning we did, we did three worship songs. Then I interviewed Floyd, and then Kim Walker sang God Bless America, and then Better gave this message about, you know, governments and dictatorships. And I had this moment where I sat there and I thought, this is so counterculture to what's happening in churches anywhere in America.
Right.
It's almost like too radical for its own good. I mean, it's just like, just go back to 9/11. I know that's been a lot of years, but think about how the flag was embraced, the country was loved, and people took pride in what we had. Versus today, where, you know, for example, here, a local high school right here in conservative Orange County, the students that are involved in Turning Point USA, they write TP USA on the bottom of their water bottles. Because if if they think somebody is going to be conducive to supporting Turning Point, they will turn the bottle upside down first to see if they acknowledge it. It's almost like a secret society now.
Wow.
And if they don't, they get bullied.
Yes.
At school. And this is conservative California, Orange County. Now, I'm not, generally speaking, in California, this wouldn't shock you, but it should shock you in a very conservative city of Yorba Linda, where this is going on today. Mm-hmm. This is persecution of ideology. This is the rejection of our foundation that, to me, is shocking.
Right. Well, we've lost the First Amendment, Phil. That's the bottom line here. Because of a minority of people, we have surrendered our First Amendment right. And in the process of doing that, we've rendered ourselves stupid, because now we're saying we don't want it. We don't want the totality and expression and the intellect of the total universe and population of Yorba Linda. We only want a select percentage of people, and that's who we're going to lean on for our knowledge and intellect. How diabolical, and to me, it's mediocre on its face. And things like that, Phil, I don't know, I guess the way my dad raised me, that's just like chalk hitting a chalkboard in the wrong direction. It just screech and irritates my spine.
It should anger every one of us, because America is being dismantled piece by piece.
Yes.
Remember, exactly. They start with the elites who don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they have so much money that they really are aiming, it seems, to create an elite class and basically a worker class and eliminate everything in the middle. So if you happen to be listening and you're in the middle, there's a target on your back.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a target on small businesses. The whole regulations that are changing because of this Silicon Valley Bank are going to affect one primary group, and that is small businesses.
Yes.
That's where the effect is going to happen.
Because that's the backbone of the capitalistic system. You know, you kill the backbone, and look what happened. I mean, see, and we got to go back. I mean, we were told by Barack Obama. I know sometimes people get, oh my gosh, don't say this. They tell me, why do you bring him up? Because he told us what he was going to do. The fundamental transformation of our country. Okay, I get it. He was the first black president. But you know what? He isn't Jesus Christ incarnate. You've got to see him. You've got to see what his policies did. And how much damage it did to America. 8 years of Barack Obama. Not as bad as 2 years of Joe Biden, I'll give you that. But bad nonetheless, because he put a lot in motion and he established an infrastructure to produce expected results that has nothing to do with capitalism, has nothing to do with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's the bottom line as far as I see it, Phil.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. And this is not, this didn't just start to happen. You make a good point. I mean, we've always had progressives with us. There's always been the enemy of democracy. in America. That's never the difference is the power that big pharma, big tech, and the banking industry has right now over the common man is mind-boggling. Mm-hmm. It really is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm inclined to agree with Charlie. I mean, we're not going to fix this by getting upset, glad-handing each other, and adding a check to the organization. This is war.
Yeah, it really is. Mm-hmm. It is. And the thing is what you talk about, some of these institutions, what's becoming more and more obvious, are the government institutions that live off of our tax money, and they have protected themselves in this permanent bureaucratic class, and they're untouchables. You know, the FBI, the CIA involvement, the collusion with, the media, social media, to orchestrate what happened in 2020 to basically effect a coup. That's what they did. They effected a coup. Now, only some of us can see it and admit to that, but at some point, hopefully, and we don't, have to be so deluded, like we can't figure out who killed John Kennedy still. It's just almost like an acceptance. You know, we just have to accept what the government tells us, and look what happens when we accept what they tell us. You know, we buy into a lie, we end up in endless wars, we get entangled in the Ukraine, sending, billions of dollars there, when we have people here in our country, citizens in our country, that need support.
Yep. No, it's true. And I'm an optimist. I am the eternal optimist. You know, I look out every day, and if it's cloudy, I just know the sun's coming. And yet, we have to be realists. We have to be that says, you better make every preparation to make for the future, because, and however that fits in your mindset, whether that's food, water, security, whatever it is, but you've got to think about this seriously. And I'm not a pessimist. I'm not a pessimist. Mm-hmm. But I just don't know what this thing is going to, how it's going to end well.
Ecclesiastes 3, Phil.
Yep.
To everything, there's a time and season, right? And we need to understand, we need to be like the brothers Issachar and be students of the season and times so that we know what to do. That was my prayer this morning. God, open our eyes to see and align us with your purpose and what you're doing right now. Because our faith says that no matter what our eyes are telling us, we know in the supernatural, God is intentional. He is at work, and his infrastructure, what he established long ago, going back to, our favorite book in the Bible, Genesis, in the beginning, he set it all in motion, and that's not going to be denied. It's up to us to be in alignment with his plan, his purpose, and the fulfillment of, the fulfillment of it all, right? Which means that it will go right for all of us. We got about a minute left. I'm going to let you wrap it up. Go ahead.
Well, I think one of the things that we talked about was BlackRock, and CEO Larry Fink sells 7% of his stake in a company, which is about $25 million. So it may not seem like a lot, but put a couple of facts together. There's been multiple sales by insiders, people that work there on the board, et cetera, this year, and they bought no shares of BlackRock themselves. So something's happened, and BlackRock basically virtually controls everything. So they know something, or they wouldn't be doing it.
Exactly. Well, again, as you say, we're at war. And when you're at war, you have to be mindful of these signs, because even criminals will tell you and give you indication, right? They don't just happen in a void.
No, and the elite, a left, progressive, whatever you want to call them, if they tell you everything they're going to do, so you're like, yeah, right. That probably won't happen. That doesn't make a big deal, but it does happen.
Exactly. Phil Hotzenpiller, thank you, buddy. Take care. God bless.
Living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free. and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
USA News Update. President Biden, the First Lady, and the Secretary of Education honor the Council of Chief State School Officers 2023 Teacher of the Year today. That'll be taking place in the Rose Garden. And later on today, President will meet with the Tennessee representatives booted from office and reinstated after inappropriate conduct on the state floor during a recent vote.
Representatives Justin Jones, Justin Pearson, and Gloria Johnson will meet with President Biden today. Jones and Pearson were initially expelled by the Republican majority for protesting on the House floor just days after three children and three adults were killed in a school shooting in Nashville. A vote to remove Johnson didn't pass. I'm Skip Kelly.
Today is officially New Kids on the Block Day. Lance Pryor, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
America, as always, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of the ride with us. And speaking of rides, we're talking about smoother rides that are ahead. We've got Duncan Brady going to be joining us in just a moment, live from Motor Trend headquarters, okay? We're going to get some expert advice for navigating the car buying process. Plus, you're going to be able to discover the best SUVs on the road with Motor Trend's ultimate car rankings. Now, from how and where to research to finding a vehicle that meets your lifestyle, the car buying game has changed, as you know. Shoppers who use the latest online car buying tools to their advantage can lead to better deals, smarter buying decisions, and higher satisfaction with purchases in the long run. Isn't that what it's all about? That's our goal here. And we've got Motor Trend editors Duncan Brady, as I mentioned. He's going to help us navigate the road ahead by sharing some car buying tips, including how Motor Trend's Buyer's Guide can empower you and help you find your perfect vehicle. You ready? Okay. Duncan, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill. Thanks so much for having me. I'm doing great.
Hey, I'm excited to be talking about, we love cars. And, of course, what's happening now, when I was growing up, it was a little bit more of a challenge to purchase a car. But things have gotten easier over the years, haven't they?
Things have gotten easier, yes. I mean, the amount of online tools available to folks, you can compare pricing, you can find five-year ownership costs, you can do it all, from your computer without going to a bunch of dealerships.
Exactly. I know when I talk to my kids and I tell them, I go, well, in the old days, when you went to buy a car, it was like a three-hour experience. I mean, you had to bring lunch, and now it's just really has revolutionized itself. And I think to the good, because after it's all said and done, for me back in the old days, I don't know about you, Duncan, but I'd have to come home and take a nap and then maybe, ease into enjoying the car that I purchased, as opposed to today. There's a little bit more instant gratification built into the process because it's become so much easier.
Absolutely. I know exactly what you mean. And before folks go to that dealership to make it a little easier, to make it so you don't need to take a nap when you get home, you just got to do your research. You know, yes. I do research if I'm buying a pepper grinder, and buying a car is a much bigger decision than what gets pepper on your pasta, right?
Exactly.
So you don't want to go in blind.
Yeah, you know, and that's a good point. I mean, and this is, I think, one of the side benefits of the internet is that it is, it's opened up that world of research and has empowered us and advanced our knowledge tremendously. And so when it comes to car buying, hey, we're doing the same thing. And this is why we love having you on, because you can give us the great tips for buying a car and what we need to do. So I'm going to turn the stage over to you and let you, you know, give us some great advice here.
Sure, Bill. Thanks. So I want to talk about the buyer's guide. We have three tools plus hundreds of vehicle overview pages. Any car you can think of, every car on sale, we've got some words on it. And so we have a new tool, Car Match. That's the closest your listeners can get to giving me a call asking for personalized buying advice. Really, mm-hmm. If my mom called me, my dad called me, these are the same questions I would ask them. You pick your answers, we give you a few recommended cars, the whole process takes less than 30 seconds. And then
wow.
You mentioned ultimate car rankings earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So we rank cars, trucks, SUVs across nearly 50 segments, your compact SUVs, your full-size luxury cars, all of it. And that ranking system combines our 70-plus years of field testing with all the stuff shoppers want to know about: safety, fuel economy, 5-year cost of ownership, which I mentioned before. You know, I've seen the algorithms. I've looked through the 1,000-row spreadsheets that back this system. It's properly legit.
Wow.
And then once you have a few contenders, you have an idea of what you want, we have a tool called Car Compare. That's what's going to save you the most time. So instead of going to multiple dealerships, sifting through all their sales nonsense, candidly, mm-hmm. you can compare all the features, the prices, the specs, all in one place.
Wow, what a great process. So you start with Car Match, and so that brings you into focus. And then when you're into focus and you've selected maybe your top two or three options here, then you car compare and you've got them side by side, the feature benefits right there in front of you. Wow, this does cut the process down dramatically, right?
Absolutely.
Well, talk about putting the power in the buyer's hands and ensuring high satisfaction, because at the end of the day, of course, you know, all dealerships, you know, they are concerned about their rankings and how, you know, how consumers respond to them, right? And if you're giving the customer this kind of information, I got to imagine the satisfaction ratio has gone up exponentially.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can't imagine someone at a dealership telling you that their car is ranked worst in the segment, you know.
Right,
so
no,
we're the ones who will tell you what's the best, you know, how you can get the best car for your situation.
Well, you know, you think about it, Duncan, if you go in, you know, just go on to a lot, there's so many options, it can be overwhelming and you can get confused. But by doing this at home, you know, at your own pace, you know, narrowing down, you know, the cars based on what are available there, and then getting it down even further, boy, you're going into the parking lot with a lot of knowledge. You've got an idea of what the rough cost could be, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a tool that tells you what's a reasonable price to pay for any vehicle and trim. And, you know, if you go to a dealership and say, hey, I want a Kia Optima SX, that saves a lot of time. You know, you're not going to spend half an hour, 3 hours, the dealer trying to sell you what inventory they're trying to move. You know what you want.
Exactly. Yeah, because that's what happens oftentimes is we end up you know, having our own decisions compromised and in the favor of the dealership, because that is the automobile, that's what they have on the lot, right? And that's what they
right.
that's what they need to get rid of, so to speak. And so if you're unprepared
And, you know, and then you get into the car buying game and the negotiating game with them and everything else. And sometimes I find, Duncan, that that takes the joy out of the, you know, out of the experience, right?
Absolutely. And cars are joyful. You know, we have all this car buying knowledge, but we're also enthusiasts. We want to enjoy our cars. Mm-hmm. We want to take road trips. We want to drive the mountain roads. And, you know, just this weekend, I was out with one of our long-term test vehicles exploring the L.A. poppy fields in this beautiful mm-hmm. Southern California super bloom. Cars are meant to be enjoyed, and you don't want yes. anyone to take that away from you.
Yeah, without a doubt. We've got about a minute and a half left, and I wanted to give you a chance to talk a little bit about the top cars that you've picked and what makes them top picks.
Yeah, one of the cars I want to highlight is the Kia Telluride. That's our pick for the best three-row SUV on sale. It was our SUV of the year in 2020. We loved its design, its comfort, its easy driving dynamics, and great value. And this year brings a mid-cycle refresh, so tweaks to that already excellent design, a giant, bigger infotainment screen, plus a pair of off-road variants, the X-Line and X-Pro. Plus this Kia family SUV, there are 14 upholstery choices. Most luxury Whoa. Manufacturers don't even match that until you get up to Bentleys and such.
Right.
And then I want to mention the XC40 Recharge. It's a Volvo. It has no engine. It's all motors and batteries, and it's really quick. You know, the first time I drove it, I was giggling at how fast it was. It's quicker than some Mustangs and Camaros.
Really?
Which
wow.
you don't expect from a company with this huge reputation for safety, right?
Yes, exactly.
But this is an exceptionally safe car. It's, you know, one of our favorite electric luxury SUVs. I really like the XC40 Recharge.
Excellent. Well, Duncan Brady, we've got to leave it there. Duncan is the editor at Motor Trend. Tell everybody where they can go for more information.
If you're buying a car, if you want to do the research, it's all at motortrend.com/cars.
Gave you the last word. That's brilliant. Great job, Duncan. Take care. Have a great day. Where in Southern California are you guys located?
We are in El Segundo.
Oh, El Segundo. Okay. I may have to call you because I'm heading west, and I'd love to stop by the headquarters if that would be possible.
Absolutely. Give me a call.
Okay, will do. All right, take care. Have a good one.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know, I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
This is the song that is, believe it or not, our national anthem that is rocking the minds of the people on the left. This is what the prisoners that have become political prisoners since January the 6th, this is what they're saying every night. And as one of our guests had brought up, Adam Holtz is with us with PluggedIn.com with Focus on the Family. Hey, Adam, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. Always a pleasure to talk to you on a Monday morning.
Well, as we were playing this song here, we had a guest that reminded us that, the first verse of the national anthem ends with a question. And it's a question that I believe we need to ask of ourselves. You know, does it still wave? Does this great American idea, this covenant relationship that the pilgrims and our founding fathers and those of us who believe in God, entered into covenant with God, are we still honoring it? And the representation of that honor is the red, white, and blue American flag.
Yeah, that's
and
exactly right.
The question remains, does it still wave?
Yeah, and that, man, I mean, it does still wave. I mean, I think the answer is yes. And I think that the answer is that despite the cultural change and the controversy and in some ways the travesties of things that have happened, we're still the United States of America. And I think the flag does still wave. So I think that we have to, I think that both our national history and our spiritual perspective give us reason and give us the ability to be both realistic and hopeful at the same time, right? I mean, I think that we would both look at our culture and say, there are no shortage of things to be deeply concerned about, but there are many people who still cling to the ideals that our country was founded on. And I think even more importantly, there are many believers who have built their lives on a foundation of faith that, that transcends even the American ideal and American dream, as important and good as those things are.
Right, exactly. Well, it's interesting because the way this song was put together, and there was, you know, President Trump, which was taken from one of his campaign stops, his recitation of the Pledge of Allegiance, right? And that's interspersed. In this particular case, I wanted just to, you know, feature the prisoners, that we would not forget them, and that we would not forget the call. And look what happened. I mean, when they released this, I mean, this was like quickly one of the most downloaded songs, you know, according to those organizations that monitor said downloads, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's the first I've heard of that news story, so I will certainly follow your lead on that information.
Yeah, check it out. And the thing is, again, this should be an encouragement to all of us that the flag, as you say, appropriately so, it still waves. And that, you know, all this commotion that is being wrought upon our culture, you know, when you break it down, it's a small minority of people that are bullying, you know, the majority of Americans.
Yeah.
And Americans have to, you know, come together and do what the flag has done, to do what the Constitution has done, and that is to unite us under a common vision, a common hope and prayer that we would all be able to enjoy life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Not because we're Republicans, not because we're Democrats, but because we're Americans.
No, that's right. And can I say one thing? This is super anecdotal, but it's something that I've noticed on my block, just down the street, five or six houses from me. There are two houses that are right next to each other. They're next door neighbors. And I noticed during the election that one of them had all kinds of Democrat signs up, you know, Biden signs. The other one had all kinds of Trump signs up. But they both have a flag out every single day. And I think that we have to be careful not to think of the flag as the jurisdiction as, you know, us but not them. And I love that reminder that even though these are two neighbors that I'm sure have had conversations about their political disagreements because, you know, they were both, you know, very outspoken in putting those signs in their yards, they both have a flag up that is exactly the same size and it's exactly the same place on their houses. And, you know, one of these neighborhoods where all the houses are pretty much the same. And I think, you know, that in some ways is a picture of the ideal of America. We have different political ideas, but the flag should be a unifying thing and a reminder of the core bedrock values that we embrace, even if our political expressions are different. And that's not to make light of the very real political differences that exist and how serious the consequences of them are. But I love that. I drive past it every day, and I often think, I like that. I like that here we have people on both sides of the political spectrum who are embracing this symbol of what America stands for.
Well, this is why our founding fathers were very determined and intentional to give us the First Amendment right in, you know, in our Constitution.
Yes.
It's so critical that we honor and protect each of our expressions of, you know, of our thoughts, because we're all the smarter as a result of it. We dumb ourselves down if we want to fall in line and commit to some sort of groupthink. It doesn't work. See, this is the problem with the one world government. The one world government wants everybody, you know, forget about, you know, thinking. You're going to be compelled, you know, as Klaus Schwab said, I think it was in 2030, that you will own nothing and you will like it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ludicrous on its face. But what we see happening is we see a parade of people who are willing to give up their citizenship and their freedom here in America in order to align themselves with a Marxist socialist call to formation.
which is amazing to me. But that's okay. You know what? You're right. Free. You want to make that choice, that's fine. But look, at for the rest of us who still look at the flag and we're encouraged and invigorated by it and we're hopeful by it, we choose America.
That's exactly right. And I think that, you know, communism and socialism are ideas that have a certain kind of intellectual appeal to some folks who, well, I can appreciate that there is an appeal there. But I wonder if we all got to experience what, you know, some of these people say we should be doing and how we should be living, whether we would love it as much as we do. You know,
listen to the migrants that are leaving their communist, exactly, socialist and Marxist countries, scrambling here for hope upon hope, and they come here and they go, oh my God.
Well, and
we saw this before, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, let me say one other thing, and I'm going to reach back into my liberal arts history a little bit. You know, I read the Communist Manifesto in one of the classes that I had in college, and I remember thinking, and this was in, I read it in 1988, so, you know, we were right at the verge of winning the Cold War, but it wasn't over yet. And I grew up, and, you know, in the 70s and 80s with the threat of nuclear annihilation, and, you know, in a way we're back to that place again, although I do think it felt different then than it does now. But I remember expecting to hate it, the Communist Manifesto. But it was remarkably persuasive and well written, but for one thing. It gave humankind way too much credit for being, you know, basically good. And I thought, you know, Marx's fatal flaw was, if you take him at face value, his assessment of humanity's capacity for goodness was too optimistic. And we know as Christians that we are created in God's image, but we're fallen. We're selfish.
Yeah, right.
And I think that there are impulses toward, you know, this desire for equality that have a kind of intellectual appeal, but the reality is our political systems never reflect that because it's fundamentally not an accurate understanding of humanity.
Exactly. Well, the Pilgrims found that out, didn't they?
Exactly. No, they did.
Exactly.
That's exactly right.
Hey, a minute and 10 seconds left. Nefarious. Did you get a chance to see it?
I did. Nefarious was really interesting. This is a story of a guy. It's based on a couple of Christian books that have been written. A guy on death row who has to be interviewed by a psychiatrist to basically affirm that he's not insane before he's executed. And this psychiatrist goes in to talk to this guy. The psychiatrist is an atheist, and this character basically says, "Nah, you know, I have possessed this guy. I'm the demon who controls him." And it's a very Screwtape's Letter kind of dialogue back and forth mostly between this demon that has possessed this guy who's going to be executed and a very skeptical psychiatrist. I thought it really worked well. There is an execution at the end via an electric chair that I felt like was way more graphic than it needed to be, but I also know that they were trying to get an R rating, I think with the hope that that, you know, people would see this movie and be able to interact with the message.
Well, they got the R rating, all right.
Adam
Holtz. Thank you, Adam. Take care.
The power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan.